Kevin Fleming, thanks for joining us. For people who aren't familiar with your photography, could you describe your work?
Sure, Mark. I have been a photographer for a long time in Delaware. I started at the Delaware State News back in the 70s, then was at the News Journal for 5 years. Then I went to National Geographic and traveled around the world doing all kinds of things for them, from high-energy physics to the story of Ulysses in Homer's Odyssey. So I've photographed quite a number of things. I've been to 28 countries in all 50 states on assignment.
Wow, National Geographic, all those countries, all 50 states. What makes Delaware so special?
Well, Delaware's my home. You have to live somewhere. I've been to Tahiti. That's pretty nice, too. But, you know, my friends are here, and I'm a Delaware boy and proud of it and happy to be here.
Okay. What do you like to photograph here in the first state?
Well, I've done quite a few books. I think I'm up to number 27. I believe six of them have been about Delaware. Since I live at the beach, I've been photographing a lot of wildlife and nature. I did a book titled Wild Delaware, and that was successful, sold out. And then I did Wild Delmarva, so I could go a little wider and get the whole peninsula. And then I did a book titled The Beach, which is wildlife and nature and landscapes here in coastal Delaware. And that was a fun one to do because, you know, you have to show Delaware to people that live here in a different way. So you have to get out before sunrise, like I did this morning, and you shoot in really good light and hopefully find good subjects.
So you were out just this morning taking pictures of the sunrise?
I was in Cape Henlopen State Park, and generally speaking, I try to get somewhere about a half an hour before sunrise, because that can be the best light of the day. And once the sun comes up, you might be done. Never shoot anything in the middle of the day.
So it's kind of beginning of the day, maybe even towards the end of the day, gives you the best light.
If it's clear, I would go out and look for wildlife and nature. And if there's some cool clouds in the sky, like there was this morning, I would go out and try to find a landscape where the clouds in the sky can be part of the scene. But a landscape photograph of blue sky is just generally boring.
The photographs that I'm drawn to definitely have sunrises, sunsets, or something different going on that makes me want to be at that particular place at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. It's being here on the East Coast, sunrises tend to be better because you can get photographed back into the light where all the color is.
Yeah, I never noticed that. Never thought about that.
Yeah, if I lived on Hawaii, I could shoot sunrise and sunset, just drive around the island. But here in the East Coast, it's definitely better at sunrise.
So tell us about your exhibit on display at the Historic Houses of Odessa.
I have maybe 30 photographs there. It's the building that's right across from Cantwell's Tavern, and it's in four or so different rooms there. And they're all Delaware photographs from all three counties, stuff I've worked on over the years, and it's a really nice show.
So in this show, you pulled photographs from all three counties. Are they mostly recent photographs, or did you have to go back a while to pull some of your favorites?
Many of them are from fairly recent my book projects, and some go back a few years to maybe like 6 years ago.
About 6 years worth of photographs. Is there one that in particular is your favorite that really screams, this is one of my favorite things in Delaware?
Well, yeah, I think that I was interviewed for CBS Evening News, and they asked me, what's your favorite photograph? Do you have one that's a perfect photograph? And I had to stop and think about that for a minute. But it would be the three great egrets that's on the cover of my book, Wild Delaware. And they're in a dead tree in a rookery in the River Bay. And it's shot right back into an orange sunrise light. And it's pretty much like a perfect picture.
I'm actually looking at it right now, and I think it is a perfect picture. It's that red haze. Was that at sunset or was that at sunrise?
That was a sunrise, and that haze is your friend in the summer, because instead of having a blue sky and really bright sunrise, that haze makes the sun really warm, and you can shoot for more than a few minutes. Sometimes, if it's a real hazy day, you can shoot for an hour or two. But usually I'm done right after sunrise. That was a good day.
So set the scene with these three egrets. Did you happen to just come upon them, or were you shooting that spot and they flew?
Oh, I shot, that's an island on Indian River Bay, and I've shot there many times. I think that tree is gone now. That island's had a lot of saltwater intrusion, and all the trees are dead and have gone away now. But it's still a rookery, and it's still a good place to photograph. You can, like that morning in particular, I photographed into the sun at sunrise and then took my boat around to the other side and photographed the great blue herons and great egrets frontlet. So it's a really good place to go for wildlife.
Yeah, that sounds like a great day.
Yeah, it's a good morning.
So after your historic Houses of Odessa show, what's up next for your photography here in the first state?
Well, I'm going to have a show at Fort Miles, which is in Cape Henlopen State Park. It's going to be my first show in a World War II bunker, kind of unusual place. But the museum there is shaping up quite nicely. And I'm going to have like 120 feet of walls to fill with stuff, so there'll be a lot of photography there. I think that show opens May 15th or so. Yeah, and your listeners are interested, they can find my photography at kevinfleming.com, and has a lot of Delaware and some international photographs there.
So you started out in print journalism, in print photography, rather, at a couple papers here in the first state, and then you moved on to National Geographic. Do you ever get the itch to go globetrotting, jet-setting around the world?
Not so much anymore. I'm getting older, and not falling apart or anything, but I've traveled quite a bit, and it's something nice about being at home. So I was very fortunate to see a lot of the world, been around several times, and now I'm comfortable being here and happy photographing Delaware.
Really quickly, do you have any tips for people who maybe just want to get out and about town, getting out and about in Sussex, Newcastle, or Kent County, just wanting to take pictures on their own? What are a couple pieces of advice for us amateur photographers?
Well, photography is all about light. And like I said before, if you can photograph in good light, that's a great start. And then I try to put a verb in my photographs, and sometimes that can be something happening, like the great egrets we were talking about. Sometimes just the light can be the verb. So if you're going to go for good photographs, go near sunrise and sunset, and that's a great start. Try to find something interesting and figure out an interesting way to show it.
I like that. Put a verb in your photograph. That's great. That's great.
That's actually original.
Okay. Well, Kevin Fleming, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on.